ask that y'all pray for me tonight. I need the Lord's help. There be any preaching tonight or anything done in this service, it'll take the Lord, brother. I want to give my complete effort to this. I know I'm nothing, and I'm just one that God chose to call to preach. He picked the wrong person when he picked me. I failed him multiple times and ran from him, but I'm thankful that the Lord chose to use me. And that's what my message is going to revolve around, is giving the Lord a complete full effort. Turn with me to Luke chapter 21. And he looked up and saw the rich man casting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, "Of truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all, for all these have of their abundance cast it unto the offering of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in thee, which there shall not be left one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them, but when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto the nation, shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers of my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony." That's chapter 21 of Luke, verse 1 through 13. And I want to go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 22. "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the Lord, the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there's no respect of persons." And my thought is, are you giving your all tonight to the Lord? Are you giving your complete full effort to God? See, it takes a complete full effort. Seems like nowadays, us as God's children, we want to sit down and expect the preacher to do it all. The preacher can't do it all. There's duties that each and every one of us has. And we need to give a complete full effort to God, not just on Sunday morning, but on Monday morning. If God can't decide to call you Monday through Saturday, call you home, where would he find you? Would he find you serving God? You need to be serving God. We all need to be serving God. Sometimes we fall short of that. I do. I'm guilty of it. I'll be the first one to say I'm guilty of falling short of serving God, serving the Lord, giving my complete full effort. We got revival coming up. We need to be giving our complete full effort to God for our revival. Because I do believe. I believe that we could break out into revival on a Sunday morning if we give our complete full effort to God. We need to give our complete full effort to God. You know, God says he will bless us. I want to read a Bible verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So I find out that I read in that when we start serving God and we start working for the Lord like we're supposed to be as God's children, our labor won't be in vain. Wouldn't it be great to put in our complete full effort and hear somebody getting saved because we put in our complete full effort? Now, God can save them anyway. But we have a job to do, because preachers, when we get up in this book board, we don't need to lack just a little bit or decide we're going to cut off just a little bit or go halfway because we're tired or because we think somebody's not going to like this or that. We need to give our complete full effort when we get in this book, board, brethren. Song leaders, anybody, we need to give our complete full effort. Not just on Sunday morning, not just in revival time. Seems like we want to just sit and not do nothing until revival comes. And when revival comes, we're all ready to go. But see, God wants us to work every day from the minute he saves us to the minute you take that last breath. He gave us each a job to do. I'm thankful that God has had men over the years give a complete full effort so that we could have this today. If they hadn't gave a complete full effort, you know we need to start giving a complete full effort, because if you look, because there's been a consequence to us not giving our complete full effort. It's called a great falling away. I'm afraid that we've fallen away greatly, Brother Jeff. But the Lord can change that. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, if my people which are called by my name in 2 Chronicles, I do believe it is, 2 Chronicles verse 7, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people are called by my name, if my people which are called by my name humble themselves and repent, I will heal their nation. I may not quote it that right, but it's something like that. If we call on God, he can heal our land today. And we each have a job to do. And you say, preacher, how do you know that? Because God has appointed each one of us. See, I can't do your job and you can't do my job. God has assigned you a certain job and a certain gift, and that's your gift to do. And it's like puzzle pieces. When those jobs come together, Brother Jeff, it's just like it snaps right in and just fits right together. Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians. For by one Spirit, this is chapter 12, verse 13 in 1 Corinthians. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now all they mean many members, yet but one body. So see, we find that the body can't function without a certain piece. It has to have every single piece to function. And see, if it don't have you as the puzzle piece, it'll be just one little, you know, sometimes you get puzzles. And you have that one little missing piece. You can't find it. It just leaves that empty hole. You know, when you're not doing your job and serving the Lord, you leave that one empty hole, and the body can't function without you. That's why we need you today. The church needs you. You may be out and about not serving God like you're supposed to, but when you get right with God, the church should also forgive you, brother. And I do believe we should. The Bible says we should forgive them if Christ has forgave them. But the body can't function without you, brethren or sister. Whoever you are, it can't function without you. Are you giving a complete full effort? Are you working for the Lord? We need to be working for him today. You know, there was a man named John the Baptist. He worked for the Lord. There was a man named Peter. He worked for the Lord. Paul, he may not have been liked, but he worked for the Lord. We may not be liked for working for the Lord, but we've got God on our side, Brother Larry. And as long as we've got God on our side, who can be against us? I'm thankful that we've got God on our side. Who else is better than God to have on our side? Nobody's better. There's only two people you can have on your side. That's the devil or God. I'm thankful that I have God on my side. If you've not been saved, you've got the devil on your side. If you're out and doing what you're not supposed to, I'll say this, you can be saved and go out there and do stuff and be chastised. But if you get forgiveness, God can come right there. He don't re-save you, you're already saved, brethren. You can't lose your salvation. Amen. But you can get cold and away from God. But I'm thankful that he says that those his sheep know his voice. And see, them sheep that when they return, he goes out looking for just the one sheep that goes astray. He's a looking for you today if you're out there astray. He wants you to come back to the fold. And when he does, he welcomes you in. That cross, he had wide open arms. I'm thankful for that because, see, he welcomes you in with wide open arms. We need to be serving the Lord today. You know, people say that they'll skip church on Sundays, and you can serve the Lord outside of the church house, but you can't serve the Lord like at the house like you can in the church house on Sunday morning. And see, that's how we can serve the Lord, by coming to church on Sunday. Now, there's more stuff we can do to serve the Lord than that, but that's one of the things we can do. You know, we can, when the Lord tells us to do something, like testify or go and preach somewhere, it may be there's these preachers, they've been called to, and Lord's told them, go this far off place. You know you can serve the Lord by doing what the Lord tells you to. Whether it's go preach far away, or whether it go preach 10 minutes away, or down the road, whether it's go down the road and start to preaching, we need to be serving the Lord and doing what the Lord tells us to. Giving our complete full effort to God. Shining our light. When we decide not to give our full effort to God, you know what we're doing? We're putting our light under a bushel. You know what the Bible says about putting a light under a bushel? Turn with me to that verse. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 14. Verse 14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We need to be shining our light by serving the Lord. When we decide not to serve the Lord, we put it under a bushel, and the Bible says that we don't need to have it under a bushel. We need to shine it out about so that some lost soul can see. And it don't say just to shine it on Sunday, Brother Lane. It says every day of the week. He don't specify what day because he wants you to shine it every day of the week. You know we can serve the Lord at work. I seen this video the other day of a preaching brother. He was preaching at work. You know they probably thought he was crazy, but he was serving the Lord, Brother Lane. We need to be serving the Lord. That's my message. Are you giving a complete full effort to God? Are you serving the Lord? I've never done this before, but I want to challenge each and every one of y'all to do this week. I want you to think of one way that you can serve the Lord in this week. That's my message. Are you giving your complete full effort to God? Are you serving the Lord? Go ahead, brother, and get a song.